Dana Lash's Absurd Truth Podcast, sponsored by Kel-Tec.
It's his life mission to make bad decisions. It's time for Florida Man.
Okay, so this is, again, Florida listener Amber. It's from Channel 8 News, WFLA. This one's probably, I'm just going to say, maybe we'll probably take the cake this week. A Polk County man hands over his license covered in meth during a traffic stop. Yeah. A Lake Wales man turned a traffic stop into a drug arrest on Sunday. Robert Brush, 46, was pulled over by a deputy for a minor traffic infraction near Watkins Road around 6 p.m. Brush handed his driver's license to the deputy, which was covered in a, quote, white powdery substance, according to the PCSO, who said the powder tested positive for methamphetamine. They said, amazingly, it's not the first time someone has handed over their license covered with an illegal substance. A nearby Lake Hamilton canine was called to the area. The dog indicated there were drugs in the vehicle. Deputies searched the vehicle. They found a baggie underneath the driver's seat holding 14 grams of meth, as well as a bag with 2 grams inside. Brush was arrested and booked into the Polk County Jail. So, hands his license covered in meth. A basic traffic stop. And he gets... I don't even know. Let's see. A Florida woman gets 2 DUIs in 2 weeks. The second one she got after she hit a house. Oh. Yeah, she's...
Jumped right out in front of her.
Yeah, the house dead. Kimberly Ann Wells, 51, was arrested on the first DUI charge. She had a gray Hyundai. Hyundai. She had a gray Hyundai. She went to a Winn-Dixie, and she had a damaged wheel well. She went to the liquor store drunk to buy more alcohol. Pinellas County Sheriff's Office deputy arrived. She tried to pull out of her parking space. The deputy said she was so intoxicated that she couldn't even perform her sobriety test. And she was arrested, released on $500 bail. A week later, the second arrest occurs, or a week later. Second arrest occurs. She drove her car, her Hyundai, into a house. And again, St. Petersburg police responded. They said she was super drunky drunk. She tried to perform her sobriety test, really couldn't. She got charged with DUI. She's being held in Pinellas County Jail. $15,000 bond. So what in the world? A man impersonating an Orlando officer was arrested following a suspicious incident. They're going to catch you, you know. It's going to happen. Yeah, they arrested him Thursday, 49-year-old Mark Bosks. He flashed a fake police badge and tried to search somebody. The investigation is ongoing. Why do people do this? As we move, Stephen Yates is going to be joining us after headlines. Our partners over at Kel-Tec. I'm going to see them at SHOT Show this week. Kel-Tec, if you haven't checked out the Sub-2K, you definitely should. And this is innovation, one of the newest things that Kel-Tec has introduced. I love the Sub-2K. It's 9mm. This is the Gen 3. It's shipping now. So what it means, like previously, if you wanted to fold it in half, you know, you just attach your optics and all that. You don't have to do that with the Sub-2K Gen 3. It's simple twist and fold. It is a patent pending rotating forend in either direction. So, and it folds the Gen 3 right in half. As quickly and easily deploys it, you fold it. Optics and all. So you don't take nothing off. That's awesome. And so they've been, this is really just the upgrades they've added to this have just really pushed it up to the top. They also have an upgraded aluminum trigger. They redesigned the mechanics on that for a light and 5-pound pull. That means, you know, more precise feedback. You get an isolated pull translating into improved accuracy, follow-up, all of that stuff. They have a chamber indicator. They have all kinds of stuff on this thing. And you also have for now. So this one ships in the Glock 19 configuration. That's another reason why I like it. And it also accepts mags from the Glock 17. And it's all made in America. Just super awesome design. Everything right here in the US of A. You've got to check out. It's the Sub-2K or Sub-2000. That's what it looks like on the website. Sub-2K Gen 3. Visit KelTecWeapons.com. KelTecWeapons.com. Tell them Dana sent you.
Well, who is the main character? What's the name of the main character in All Boys Aren't Blue?
You're asking me right now.
You just gave me very specific information about this book, so you're presenting yourself as somebody expert.
It's the gentleman.
Who's the main character in the book?
The main character is the author.
What's his name?
George, I believe, is his first name.
Because you're giving me very specific information that is presenting
yourself as an expert. You're asking me to remember the name of an author.
You just remembered very specific
names. The name of the author doesn't
joy. Here's my question.
We're talking about
strategy.
You didn't answer my question.
No. I'm going to answer your question.
Great. I would love to hear that.
Absolutely. Well, I'm interviewing you, and you're not interviewing me, so let's just make sure it's a conversation, okay?
Okay, great.
What I'm saying to you is that as you are not an expert in this book,
I don't have to be an expert.
No, hold on a second.
Dildos aren't appropriate for public school. I mean,
this
book
is a full context story.
She's not wrong. So Joy, what's her face? Joy Reid. That's one of the dumbest exchanges that I've ever seen. So Joy Reid's talking to what's her name? Justice, the lady who founded Moms for Liberty, and she's like, "Well, because you're not an expert in this book, wait a minute. It features a phallus, and you're." It's in public school and junior high kids can read this stuff. What? Why do you have to be an expert to be like, I really don't think that seventh grader should be able to read a book about, well, I don't know. Can I even say that word on air? Hey, Kane. Kane, can I say that word? It's part of the news story, but we have some, every now and then I get complaints from some people who are like, I can't believe she said that word. And it's literally part of a news story. Yeah.
Feel as though it's important, I think.
Well, the phallus in the book.
Fake phallus.
Thank you.
Good.
It's words. Come on. Welcome back to the show. Daniel Lash here. Top of this third hour. You can listen coast to coast. You can watch the video component of the radio show as well. And you can also stream it. Channel 347, DirecTV, YouTube, Facebook, all kinds of discussion at YouTube. Yeah, it's a fake male copulatory organ, what she just said, the Monster Liberty lady said. And I'm just trying to understand Joy Reid's entire discussion here. What is that? She's like, well, because you're not an expert on the book. Wait, what is there to be an expert about in the book? I'm curious because you shouldn't have to be an expert, as the woman said in the interview, to just know that this is not good, that you can't have this. Her name's Tiffany Justice. The book is All Boys Aren't Blue. It's banned in 29 school. It's not even banned. That's the other thing. That's not even accurate. When I see reports that say it's banned, they didn't ban it. They didn't do what the left did to Huckleberry Finn. They didn't do what the left did to Dr. Seuss. The left said they are never allowed in the schools again. The parents simply said, hey, we don't really think it's appropriate for our junior high kids or any kids in public school to be able to just go up and check out a book about strap-ons. How is that academic? I mean, how in the world is that academic? If you're going to brothel academy, maybe, but I really don't think that that's not what public schools are. I mean, so she was talking to, Joy Reid was talking to Tiffany Justice on this, and I don't understand the Simple Jack Harris. Can I just pause? Can you please pull up a screenshot of Simple Jack from Tropic Thunder and then Joy Reid's haircut? What in the Simple Jack Hades is she doing to her head? Because that is a Simple Jack haircut. She's appropriating Simple Jack's hair. Especially, look at that side. Look at that. I mean, I'm just saying it's true. And I'm not wrong. And it's probably one of the most astute and accurate observations I've ever made about appearance, but it is. But she's talking, yeah, you'll throw that up. She's talking to Tiffany Justice, and she was like, well, you're not an expert on the book, so how are you? She's like, why do I have to be an expert on this book? What does that even mean anyway? An expert on what? School kids should not be reading about strap-ons in a public school library paid for by taxpayers as a form of academics. That's all there is to it. I mean, I can't even read this. I cannot even read this book on air. And I think one of the worst things that's ever been committed to audio was Senator John Kennedy reading it on air during a Senate Judiciary Committee hearing, because it was awful. I mean, and he was reading it with his, yeah, put up the simple jack hair, because that's Joy Reid's haircut. So she's questioning this, oh my gosh, it's the same hair. It is literally the same haircut. I am so distracted by this, I can't even stay on topic. It's the same haircut.
It is.
It's that simple jack hair. So she's doing this interview and she's, you know, they're talking about it's not banned. The parents simply said, we cannot, we can't have kids reading this in schools. We can't. It just, this is not academic. It's not anything. And Joy Reid's like, but you're not an expert in it. What should she be an expert in?
The author's name.
Yeah. She's like, and Justice News, she's like, look, they're talking about this from the perspective of the author. It's first person. It's from the perspective of the author. And that's what, you know, that's what they're reading it. But Reid's, it's insane. This is insane. And then Reid was saying that, because Justice during the interview had also brought up that the book is from the perspective of the author when the author was 13 years old, and apparently the author was raped and had to deal with a lot of sexual abuse. And then the Joy Reid was like asking her, this was after the comment where she was saying, well, you know, you're not an expert in the book. She was like, well, what proof do you have that our child was raped? Oh my gosh. Are you an expert on this book? You're having a Q&A about it. And apparently you don't even know what the content is, but you don't have to be. That's a way for the left to just try to shut. What is that? To try to shut you up. You don't need to be an expert in sociology, psychology, or anything else to know that common sense, a book like that, that's talking about the stuff that I would actually be fined. I would be fined for reading this on air, any passage of it. And I would be. Why is that then in public schools for a junior high kids to read, for kids to read, period? Why? $1 million question. Are you an expert? Are you? Apparently not. Simple Jack? Apparently not. Our partners that help bring you free radio. It's our friends over at Nimi Skincare. You know, the one time when people don't get upset over mansplaining is when all these skincare companies started using dudes to try to sell women's skincare products, and then try to act like it was one and the same, and women should just stop complaining about it because, you know, they know what's best. Women have different needs from dudes, and women even have different needs from other women depending on what stage they are in their lives. Nimi Skincare understands that, and any skincare company should. This is why they were created. And so with Nimi Skincare, first off, this is a company that uses USA ingredients, made in the USA ingredients. They're made in the USA. No parabens, none of those horrible, ridiculous, harsh, artificial synthetic chemicals. And they don't test on animals either. But they are all about making sure that you have what you need to have healthy skin. So they have introduced two new routines, their Wake Up Right routine, where you can give your skin a morning boost of vitamin C and peptides. And then they have their bedtime moisturizing routine. This is great, especially when it's going to be like 7 degrees here in Texas, for example, because it's ultra hydrating. It's going to replenish your skin, keep you moisturized while you sleep, and it's packed with soothing, restorative ingredients. And your skin will thank you for this. And like I said, they share your values, but they also understand and celebrate that women are different and women need different things. Nimi Skincare products are 100% guaranteed. So take the guesswork out of your routine with Nimi Skincare. Visit NimiSkincare.com. That's N-I-M-I Skincare.com, and use promo code Dana for 10% off. Your skin will thank you.
And now, all of the news you would probably miss. It's time for Dana's Quick Five.
This is, let's see, we got a couple of stories here. This one's horrible. I'm not going to do that one. That one's bad. This Democrat way, Americans suffering at a rate rarely reached via Newsweek. The story is that the percentage of Americans estimated to be suffering was 4.3%. In the fourth quarter of 23, according to Gallup, their National Health and Well-Being Index. It's the fifth time in six quarters since the second quarter of 2022 that the number of Americans who evaluated their lives poorly topped at 4%. We've only reached that level since 08. They said that both levels exceed 23 and 22 exceed the levels of suffering measured during the Great Recession, according to Gallup. So some people, though, they say that they're thriving, 52% 23. Beating only the Great Recession era between 08 and 09. So I don't know who those people are. Who are they? Let's see. This. This is. Oh, shoot. I just ended up losing this. We talked about the Biden loan forgiveness issue. You have to forgive me because my whole thing just shut down. And then we got Stephen Yates coming up. Hang on. Let me pull this up. Sorry, I have a technical difficulty here. See, that's why I don't like printing anything out, but then I hate it when it's all digital. A killer carried a bag with a neighbor's cut-up body after beating him to death. This is in the UK.
Dang.
You know, where crime doesn't happen because guns, it's what we're told. This guy, William Wilkinson, he, 65 years old, killed his victim before hiding the body parts in the days that followed. He was on CCTV walking his dog, and then police believe that he was battered with a wooden object repeatedly, the victim. The guy dismembered him. And then he went and he ended up getting tracked down, but he was walking around with literally a garbage bag and a shopping bag. And he was carrying this guy cut up all, and he's caught on CCTV all walking around. It's in Blackpool in Cumbria in Britain. He slept in his van, had the bag there. I'm just saying, like, scent wise, how does that work?
Right.
I don't know. An American Airlines plane slipped off a snowy Rochester runway shortly after landing. 53 passengers on the plane, none of them were injured, American Airlines said in a statement. They said it was pretty snowy. It landed in very snowy, icy conditions, too. It was at the Frederick Douglass Greater Rochester International Airport on Thursday. It was an Embraer E-145, just completed a 250-mile journey from Philly. And as it was landing, it slipped off the taxiway due to the snowy conditions. Don't they have, like, heated? Well, I guess not every airport does, but some do. Yeah, like, you would just think that some of them, yeah, would have that. It's, I don't know. That's a little weird. And a couple of other things. I'm going to go back. We have a high school student who saved a choking man at a Raising Cane's. It's a feel-good story. That's so nice. It was a brand new Raising Cane's, and a teenager was there and ended up, her and her friends were waiting for their chicken Thursday after school. A diner was choking. She said, my fight or flight kicked in. She took charge, gave him the Heimlich, and saved his life. That's awesome. Good on her. And then there was this audio soundbite 5. This is an interview. What was this? This is an interview Nikki Haley was giving, and it aired yesterday evening. And I saw, okay, first up, I saw this clip circulating and I had to actually go out and make sure this was real. Because I thought somebody is clowning. I legit thought somebody was clowning around. No. Take a listen.
If you want to know what it was like growing up, I was disqualified from a beauty pageant because I wasn't white or black. Because they didn't know where to put me. So look, what? I know.
What?
The hardships, the pain.
Can we stop with the identity problem? First off, nobody believes you. I don't believe this. No, literally nobody believes you. Yeah, nobody believes you. I mean, that's just didn't happen. It didn't happen. That's number one. Number two, can we stop with the identity politics? It's always the identity politics with her. Just because you claim say that you're on the right doesn't mean that it's more virtuous when you use the same tactics that the left uses. If you're using the same disingenuous stuff that they're using, just because you think that you differ from them on some policy issues, that doesn't make it more virtuous. It's still crummy. Okay. Stop doing this. What is this with her? It's always with the identity politics. I'm a woman. Blah. I wasn't bright or black. Blah. I've seen pictures of her when she was in high school. And I went to school. Some of the girls that I went to school with who were Hispanic she's whiter than they are. That seemed weird. She wasn't born in the 1800s. Come on. Nobody believes you. That's so dumb. When did that even come up? Why? What in the juicy smolly of hell is that? Why did that even come up? No one. Nikki Haley. I was kicked out of a beauty pageant because I was in white or black. I just realized we missed a great opportunity to play that Michael Jackson song, Black or White. And then instead of coming in with Trump, coming in with Haley. You know, hindsight. But I just realized... Ha ha, thinking. Do you believe her, Kane?
No, I don't believe her because I'm her age. I grew up in that era. Nobody cared about color when you were
They cared less about it then than they do now.
Yes, even less then, even though people think the history of the United States is so racist. In reality, in the 80s, that is not how it was. Sorry.
Yeah, nobody cared. Nobody. That's one thing. I just remember growing up as a kid, nobody cared. And now everybody does. And then if you act like you, and then you're supposed to act like you don't care, but you're supposed to care and demonstrate that you care, because if you act like you don't care, then you could also be a bigot. I don't know. You know what I mean? It's like all, everything's weird. It's just however it can be weaponized to at most to the advantage of your opposition. So I did. I looked online. I was like, what? Nobody believes this. If you look, I'm going to pull up my bookmark. When you look at Nikki Haley, you can like she, or like you can actually find her high school photos and stuff. It pops up. I don't get it. I don't get it. Did she? What does it even mean? She looks like every other teenager. She legit looks like every other teenager. She doesn't. I don't know. It just is. It's just so bizarre to me. Like all her pictures, and she's in high school. She has the giant onion blossom bangs. I mean, she did everything else that everybody else did. She has the giant 80s hair. Has all of it. You know the onion blossom bangs.
Oh yeah.
So I was coming up in school, right? Sadly, right when that was going out of vogue, and I say sadly because I could have rocked it better than anyone. I have the thickest, coarsest hair on God's green. Well. For a person like me on God's green earth, I have crazy thick hair. It's insane. And my youngest son has received my hair in the genetics lottery. And it's basically like human turf. It's AstroTurf on his head. It's so thick. You could wipe your boots on it. But the whole trend of doing that, I could have made my hair get so big. Remember how the women did, my mom had what they called hair cobras, or what I call hair cobras. It's like when the hair hoods out around the ear. You know that, Kane?
Yeah.
Like they would tease it, and then it would, my kids are like, what? I have to show them pictures. I remember looking at my mom's yearbook and thinking, who does a beehive? What in the boomer world is that? And now Gen Z is looking at, you know, Gen X and photos and going, what is this? What is this? So right when I was going into high school was when the Kate Moss era kicked off and everyone was supposed to have flat, stringy, straight hair. And I was heartbroken because I had the hair that could have been amazing, like just giant, you know. But that's what the women did. They did the giant. It looked like a Christmas bow on the top front of their head, the bangs. And then they would tease it up like a helmet. And then they would do the, I'm going to see if I can find it. They do the things around the ears, the cones around the ears, almost like a satellite dish around the ears. It was pretty impressive. I mean, here, I'm going to drop this in Slack so the guys can get an idea of what we're talking about, because this is pretty classic. And there was the hair crimping and all of that stuff, but most everybody did the hairstyle that I just dropped in Slack that Juan's going to show up on the simulcast. Kane's dying right now. But you know, Kane, you're like, that was the hairstyle.
Literally, that's high school for me.
The onion blossom bangs. Hair with the hoods, right? Onion blossom bangs, hair with the hoods. That's exactly it. So it was almost like a saddle. I don't know who this sweet girl is. But this was what I'm talking about. Onion blossom bangs. And then you would hood out your hair around the ears.
Yeah.
She had that kind of hairstyle too. She did all this stuff. She looked like Nikki Haley, looked like every other American teenager. I haven't found a crimped photo of her hair, but you know. But everybody did that. That's what everybody did. That was the thing. And you can see in the photo, this is a yearbook photo that Juan's showing on the simulcast. She's got the onion blossom bangs, hair with the hood. I mean, she's got the whole thing. Just like every other American teenager. She's got the 80s Cosby-esque dress where there's like some sort of graphic or some artistic thing. And then the belt, you know. She looked like every other American teenager. Every other one. A little fancier even. What is this? Oh, I had to go out because nobody believes you. Gosh, the
Those
hair.
Those are the days where people sprayed their hair so stiff that it would take hurricane strength winds to mess your hair up.
I don't know what it was, but like teenagers in the 80s, I was a 90s teen. Teenagers in the 80s, I don't know what problems y'all had with the wind, but you declared war on the wind. With the windbreakers and then all of the hairspray. And I remember watching my cousins get ready to go out. Like they would go to, they'd go out to like football games and I'd watch them do their hair and they would take their bangs and they would do, they'd hold them out and then they would do one roll where they curled it under. Then they did another roll, curl it under. And you probably needed to get five or six to really tease it up and then spray it and make it really big. And my family members, their hair was so big in their yearbook photos that the yearbook photo actually cropped their hair out of the frame. It wouldn't even, their whole head wouldn't even fit in the frame. It was that insane. Now, Lorraine says that she's younger than Nikki Haley. And she says, Nikki's only 52. She's like, no one cared about color. And she says, some of my best friends were from Nepal and she's on the East Coast. I mean, nobody, I mean, it's just, where does, why do you lie about this stuff? Who's going to be moved by that? Who's going to sit here and go, you know what? I didn't like Nikki's neocon foreign policy where she wants to send all our money to Ukraine and start wars everywhere. But she said that she was kicked out of a beauty pageant because she wasn't black or white. I'm going to vote for her.
Thanks for tuning in to today's edition of Dana Lash's Absurd Truth Podcast. If you haven't already, make sure to hit that subscribe button on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.